Good afternoon. Now, the bracha Shechianu sometimes evokes very strong emotions as a person, l'mashal, stands before Kiddush and thinks about the events in his life that have led up to him standing there and making the Shechianu. He may have weathered a crisis. He may have reached a new plateau in life, marriage, becoming a parent, becoming a grandparent, or just simply reflecting on the events of his life that have led up to that moment and feeling a great, strong, very stark hakara hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing him, allowing him to live until that period in time. But the emphasis is that there's more amkus in the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than just the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us live. The Ma'ase Nisim, which is the Chavos Yor in HaKadosh Shel Pesach, writes that there's a question. Why does the bracha of Shechianu have three terms? Shechianu, Kimanu, Vehigianu. I mean, they're all the same thing. Shechianu means he kept us alive. Kimanu means he kept us alive. And Higianu, he kept us alive to reach this particular plateau. He explains that there are three inyanim over here. The two great chesedim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. One great chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is pasha to keep him alive physically. Not so easy to keep a yid alive anyway, b'chol dar v'dar, I'm the malenu l'chalaseinu. But pasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept him alive. Shehechiyanu, he gave him life. And the second one is v'kimanu. V'kimanu is he maintained him at the level that of a yid. The level of emunah, the level of betochen, the level that he is able to perform a mitzvah as a yid. We're shakua in the goyim around us, and especially in this bitter agolus. The goyim around us are pulling us with all kinds of pulls, just being in the agolus. And it's difficult to remain at a level that we should be able to be eaten and be able to do mitzvahs with emes emuna and emes avodas Hashem, sincerity. And it takes special siyata d'shmaya for that. And so not only do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for keeping us alive, but we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this special siyata d'shmaya to keep us and maintain us at the level that we can perform the mitzvahs that we're about to perform and say the Shechianu on. And then when we say v'higianu means not that we reached this day, but v'higianu, he caused us to reach this day by giving us the chesed of life and by giving us the chesed of ruchnius. He, b'chvayde v'atzmai, caused us to reach this particular moment in time that we're able to say a shechianu for latzeh l'mashal for yantif or shechianu for doing a mitzvah which comes mizman l'zman. Now, Chazal made two types of brachas of Shechianu. There's two instances with this bracha of Shechianu. One is a Shechianu which is voluntary. You could say it or you could not say it. So it's a voluntary bracha. The other type of Shechianu is mandatory. It's you mechuyev to say it. If you don't say it, you aver, you get an avera. Now, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Erev, in Daf Mem Amud Beis, Rabbi was clarifying what is the din of saying Zman, of saying Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Maybe Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is not a regel, like every other thing, like Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos. On the other hand, Shechianu, it comes to me Zman l'Zman. So he went to Rav Yehuda, and also the Kamei Rav Yehuda, Oma Anoa Karachadata Nami Amina Zman. So Rav Yehuda said, what's your Shaila? I say Shechianu even on a new fruit, a new gourd. So Kolshkein with the Simcha of saying Shechianu for a new Yontif, Vada, I would say Shechianu. Oma Lei Zakt Rabba, Rishus Lei Kamina. I'm not asking about the Bracha Rishus. Kimi Boyle Choiva. Zakta Shalos Tshuva Shevet Alevi Chelik Dalet Simin Chafei. So he says, from here you could see, and it's also in the Eliyahu Rabbah, from here you could see that there's two sugim of brachas, shechianu. One sug of bracha shechianu is, you could say a bracha for a new fruit, that would be a voluntary type of thing. A second bracha shechianu is a bracha that you make, where you mechuyiv to make, where Chazal made it. What's the nafkamina between the two? Zakta Shevet Alevi, there's a big nafkamina between the two. First of all, there's a nafkamina if you don't want to say it, or you get an avera or not. And second of all, there's a nafkamina that the bracha that you make, the voluntary bracha that you make, let's say for a new fruit, that's a bracha that you could only make if you have simchas alev, if you're misameach with the incident. If you don't have simcha, then you cannot make it. Masha'en kein, the bracha that they're miyasid, the chazal miyasid for a chayva, for a yanta, for what they made a mandatory bracha, as I've zakt, that I don't know why a person would not be mali simcha when it comes to new yanta. So maybe he's depressed, maybe he's maybe something is going on in his life, whatever it is. But if he's coming into yanta, if he's coming into doing the mitzvah and he's not besimcha, he doesn't have simcha for the yanta, for the mitzvah that he's doing. Doesn't matter, because there the bracha is a chiyuv and he's mechuyuv to make it. Nevertheless, we have to have one more little hakdama. The bracha is hatayva hametiv. Hatayva hametiv is very similar to shechianu, but shechianu is a bracha that's made for personal simcha. Hatayva hametiv is a bracha that's made for a simcha that not only you have, but you're sharing the simcha with others. So, l'moshel, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, And I asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, we had purchased an apartment, and we bought a car. And I asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, you don't make Shechianu on Kalim. It says that the minig is that we don't make Shechianu on Kalim. I wanted to know if you make a Shechianu for the new car. So he said, if you feel very strongly, you feel the simcha very strongly, of course you do make a shechianu, but you don't make a shechianu for a car, because that car is something that you don't have, that you're going to use yourself. The car is something that you're going to use, and your mishpacha is going to use, you're going to give people rides and so forth. So for the car, instead of a shechianu, the correct bracha to make would be hatayva hametiv. The Shulchan Aruch gives, in Simen Reish Chaf He, the Shulchan Aruch speaks out Mefurish six different instances, situations, where we're permitted, we're not Mechuyiv to, but we're permitted to make a Shechianu. One, he talks about new fruit. Two, new clothing. Three, a new house. Four, new possessions. Five, a reunion with a good friend. And six, upon the birth of a child. The Mechaber in Simen Reish Chaf Hei Sif Gimel and Sif Vav says that Pashita for a pri, which is Mischadesh Mishana Lashana, you make a Shechianu. And the Ramah in Sivav says that pre that's mischadish beis pamim b'shana mevarchan alav shechianu, even if it's two times, but it has to be a specific time, a specific season when the fruit is nischadish, when you see the new fruit, and then you make a shechianu, even if you see it in b'shuk, and of course if you're ready to eat it. How does this stem with what the oilam does? I don't think that we see, most of us probably never see anybody make a shechianu on a new fruit except on Rosh Hashanah, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah by Kiddush. So why is this? It's Mefurish Shedin and Shulchan Aruch, both the Mechaber and the Ramah. So there's a Nigris Moshe in Chele Gimel Siman Lama Dalad. Rav Moshe says the Shaila was about making a Shechianu on the second day of Yontif, of Rosh Hashanah. And so Rav Moshe says that it's not so posh to make in America to make a Shechianu, because the we don't really have a matzav like where you have a new fruit. I know, like a mashal in Eretz Yisrael, we were living briefly in Eretz Yisrael. I know there was a period where you a whole time you couldn't get. There's a fruit called shesek. It looks a little bit like a, it's a sweet small fruit that looks a little bit like an apricot, something like that. And it's only available once a year, taka. And then when it comes out, like it's out in the stores and it's available, but you can't get it the rest of the year. Here in America, kamat every fruit you can get a whole year. Not kamat, but ruba, 99% of every fruit you could get the whole year. If you want a watermelon in the middle of the winter, it's not a problem. All the stores have it. It's much more expensive, but they have it. See, because in modern times the technology developed in two areas that makes fruits available. It's storage. They have technology that will enable them to store an apple perhaps for months and months and months, maybe even longer, maybe even a year. There's technology there's transportation which makes available fruit that is only available in the summer. We can import from Chile or from other parts of South America where it's summer, or other parts of the world where it's summer. So in the store, in the shuk, you always have available all the fruits that you'd have. The summer fruits are always available in the winter, and the winter fruits are always available in the summer. So Mamela Zakt Rav Meisha that it's not kedai to say a shechianu. However, on a yantif sheni of Rosh Hashanah, there, since Meikar Adinyi, you really can say a shechianu anyway on the yom. We're noyik to take a fruit also. So there, betzira of those two things, then we continue to go ahead with that minig and take a new fruit. In a country where they do not import all of these specially exotic fruits and they don't have them available in storage, then you would be able to make a shechianu if you felt a simcha from having that fruit. And there are some paiskim, heintika paiskim, that say that if the fruit is only available at a very expensive price and, you know, only a very special specialty store or something like that, that's considered that it's not available. However, I saw in a sefer called Asher Ish that quoted B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv Shlita that it doesn't matter. If the fruit is available, even if it's at an expensive price and even if it's only in very few places that you can buy it, but if the fruit is available, that's called that it's available a whole year, and you do not make a shechianu. Also, fruit which it doesn't make a difference if it grows on a tree or grows on the ground, the bari pri eitz or bari pri adama, you still make a shechianu for both. If l'mashal there's a place where there are certain melons that are not available and they only become available once a year, then you do make a bracha on those shechianu on those melons. Doesn't make a difference if it's a tree. The only thing is that if something stays for a whole year, such as like a coconut, charuv, esrig, that they're on the tree the whole year, and it's not an inyan of coming from year zman to zman. So on that, you would not make a shechianu, even if you only got it that one time a year. Another interesting thing that sometimes when people take a shechianu, a new fruit, they say, well, okay, here's a fruit that they never in their life ate. And, you know, there's some sort of a weird looking fruit or something like that they never ate. And so mamela, they're going to make a shechianu on that. First of all, the fact that you never ate the fruit or you didn't eat the fruit for a very, very long time, many years or whatever, that's not a reason to make a shechianu. And that's in Shulchan Aruch Resh Chaf Hei Sif Vav. But also, even if you have the fruit and you do get it from time to time, it's not only available from time to time, but you don't like it, you have no simcha from it, then that also wouldn't be kedai to make a shechiyano. The second din that the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Reish Chav Hei is to make a shechiyano, that you're allowed to make a shechiyano for new clothing. It has to be something significant. It can't be something that, if a new suit, if a person doesn't get a new suit every day, so that's a new talis, he doesn't get every day. Reb Shlomo Zalman writes, interestingly enough, that a new Shabbos hat, if a person feels happy with it, frat if he's a person that can't afford, or doesn't get a new Shabbos hat all the time, and finally gets a new Shabbos hat, that's also something to make a shechiyano on. And also very interesting is that the Kav HaChaim says that the minig today is not to make a shechiyano on any kelim whatsoever. But the Kav HaChaim says that minig, not to make a shechiyano on new kelim, does not apply to new begadim. On new begadim, the minig is yes to make a shechiyano. There's also an inyan of making a malbish arumim, that's the bracha that we make in the morning, on new clothing. So that the best thing to do is, if it's possible, let's say somebody's putting on a new suit in the morning, to wait until the morning before he puts on the suit, before he dresses up with the suit, and then before he dresses up with the suit, make the shechiyanu and make a malbish arumim, put on the suit. And then, of course, when he goes to shul and he says the Birchas HaShachar, he should not say Malbish Rumim again, because he made the Malbish Rumim. But in this way, he could be Makayim, that side, that if you say Malbish Rumim on a, that you should say Malbish Rumim for new begadim. What happens if a person did not say the Shechiyanu for the new clothing? The first time he put it on, and then he chaps that, I should have said a shechiyanu. So Reb Shlomo Zalman writes in Halicha Shlema that you could say the shechiyanu the second day or a day or two later when you put it on a second or third time, if you still have that simcha for the new begadim. And I would imagine that each person, it depends on the person as to what kind of beged would be a simcha. There's no question in my mind that any person at all, if a woman got a new mink coat, there is no question in my mind that that's a chashuv enough beged to bring her lots of joy. And also, a very pashta suit, maybe a lot of people would not feel joy, but a very chashuv suit, they would feel joy. I'm zicher that, or a shirt or something like that, is not enough. So every person has to know himself what would bring him simcha. But if a person gets a nice new suit, chasim suit, yantav suit, that's chashuv, and he feels a simcha from the suit, then avada, even though there's a minig not to make on Paris and not to make on kalim, Avada, he should definitely make a shechiyanu on the new clothing. The thing that Shulchan Aruch talks about is making a shechiyanu on a bayis chadash, a new house. So technically, there's a chiyuv to make a shechiyanu. Make a shechiyanu. It's a voluntary bracha. You can make a shechiyanu if you have simcha when you buy a new house. The only catch is that you're probably never going to make a shechiyanu for a new house. Why? Because, as we said before, the shechiyanu is only where it's a simcha for you yourself, where you're using the object. But if the object is being used by others, your family, friends, so forth, then it's for the benefit of others, then the bracha is a teva meitiv. So, except in a rare case, perhaps, where some person is only going to be living in a house by himself or whatever it is. Ruba the Ruba cases, when a person buys a new house, the mishpacha is going to benefit from it, so the correct bracha would be a teva meitiv. And the Rabbi Kiva Eger says in Hagoyis Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Simon Reish Chav Gimel, Shaar Tzion brings it down in Eis Chaf Aleph, is that it's better to make a bracha when before he's it's not to make a bracha before he's kaveh the mezuzah, because before he's kaveh the mezuzah he can't live in it. Mamaisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halacha Shlema, and Birchas Abayis, and I saw B'Shem Rav Eliashiv, all say that it's best to make the bracha b'shas the kviyas mezuzah. Then the Shechianu would go on the kviyas mezuzah. The only thing is, if you make a toiv ha-meitiv, so kviyas mezuzah doesn't really need a toiv ha-meitiv. Chalamaisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman says in Halicha Shlema that you should make either the Shechianu or the ha-toiv ha-meitiv b'shas the kviyas mezuzah. The next thing the Shulchan Aruch talks about is that you're allowed to make a Shechianu for new kelim. The minig is today that we do not make a Shechianu for new kelim, and Rav Shlomo Zalman told me that it depends on the individual. If the individual mamish feels a simcha when they get this new kelim, depending on the situation, then he is allowed to. The minig is not to make it because we really don't have such a simcha from new kelim. It used to be, I guess, in times earlier that a new keli was a ganze zach to get. Today it's a very common thing, and mamela we don't make it. Avada, if a person, let's say, who's always was dreaming about a luxury car, a certain car, and he was able to afford it, then he goes out and gets that car, he's zecha going to feel a very high level of simcha. He's zecha allowed to make it. Like as I said earlier, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that hagam that there's a minig not to make a shechianu. If a person feels the simcha himself, he feels that he wants to give a shvach vaydot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this wonderful keli that he got, he definitely is allowed to. Speaking, the person who would make a shechianu on a luxury car probably would not make a shechianu because he probably would use the car for his family and friends as well. Could be that he's not using the car; the car is only being used for himself, and in which case he would make a shechianu. Another inyan, that another situation that the Shulchan Aruch says that a person is allowed to make a shechianu is when he sees a good friend. Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph, Haraya Veishchaf Heisif Aleph, Haraya Es Chaveroi La'acha Shloishim Yayim, I'm a Shechianu. So the shaila is that you never see this, and the emes is you never see this because we are noyig not to make a Shechianu for seeing a good friend. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlema writes that the reason that the minik is like this is because you really only allow to make a Shechianu for seeing a new friend if you really feel simcha. But if you don't feel the mas simcha, you're not allowed to make a shechianu. And so it could be, he says, that bismaneinu, person nehaniimus, doesn't want to insult somebody and so forth. And so if the minig were to make a shechianu every time you'd see somebody that you didn't see for a long time, either neayira or neahava or whatever it would be, you'd make the bracha despite the fact that you really don't have the simcha. So therefore, that's could be a svara why you don't make it. Al-Kapanim, the minig is not to make it. Problem is that sometimes you really want to feel like you want to make it. Rav Shlomo Zalman had a maisa that his daughter and son-in-law went to Chutz Laretz. He didn't see them for a long time, and they were coming to visit. And he really had a great deal of simcha, and he wanted to make a shechianu. He was mazmin for himself a pre-chodesh. The Bnei Bayis say that he was mazmin for himself a pre-chodesh, so that when he saw his daughter, he would be able to, and his son-in-law, I guess, he was able to say a shechianu, mechavin for the fruit and for them, and say a shechianu. And lastly, Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chaf Gimel, mechaber says clearly, yolda ishtoi zocher, mevorech hatoiv v'hameitiv, v'gam hi tzricha levorech kein. that the Mishneh Berurah says over there, that Davar Pashut, and Zakta Ramah, that Yesh Yekasu Shnag Lahakal Bebracha Zu, Sheinei Chayva El Rishus, Umizen Nispashit, Sherabim Mekilim Be'elu Abrachas. So the Ramah is telling us that Minig, some people are noig not to make any bracha on Leidas Bein. And the Mishneh Berurah, though, says in Sifkat Zion, he says that Noyegim Umizen Ispashit Sherabim Mekilim B'chol Abrachas Ki Yotze Be'elu. Avle Einei Nochen. It's not right. The Maidi Itma B'Gemara Shei Rishus Itmar. But it's a Rishus you're allowed to. So why are you noig not to make it? It's also mashma like that from the Igris Maishi, is mashma that the person should be noik to make a bracha, to yes make a bracha by Leidas Bein, or Chaim Hei, Simon Mem Gimel, Ois Hei. So it's mashma from there. And I saw also brought down in Sefer Birchas Hashiva Shevach, he brings down from the Yest of Chaim Knievsky, Shlita, and Rav Chaim Knievsky told him that the minik, the Ashkenazim, is to say Aleidas Bein HaTev HaMetiv, and to say it B'Shem HaMalchus. Now, we have here, if someone has a minig, if someone in the Ashkenazim have a minig not to say it, that's the minig, you're not mechuyev to say it, you can say it, but the Mishneh Berurah, the Mashmais from Rav Moshe, and the Mefurish from Rav Chaim Knievsky, and Andra, all seem to suggest that if you don't have a minig, not to say it, then it's kedai to, yes, say hatoiv ha-meitiv. Toiv because the son is good for the father, and meitiv is good for the mother. It's toiv ha-meitiv. The svardim, it should be noted, have a minig not to say it, and the Kaf HaChaim says that their minig is taka not to say the bracha. However, the Sfardim make a bracha, they have a minik to make a bracha of Shechyanu by the bris. And we'll see what's our minik by the bris and by Pidyon HaBen, and we'll see a little bit later. For the birth of a daughter, the Mishneh Berurah says in Simen Reish Chaf Gimel Sif Katan Beis that you should make a Shechyanu when you see the daughter the first time, when especially, I guess, a person could feel a great amount of simcha if he hasn't had a child for a long, long, long time and then has a daughter, or he hasn't had a daughter even. There would be a great amount of simcha. The minig is, in this, the minig is not to make a bracha for the birth of a daughter. And the Shlomo Zalman says in Alicha Shlema that Zay is the minik, not to make a bracha for the daughter. And I also saw in Sefer Asher Yish, B'Shem Grishel Yashiv, not to, that's the minik, not to make a bracha for the birth of a daughter. And one thing I can say, that this is L'Kuli Alma, Shlomo Zalman does say it, that even though the bracha is being made on the birth of a son or a daughter, is made because there's a simcha, and sometimes it's mamish gevaldika simcha, the grandparents, no matter how much simcha they feel, they do not make a bracha for this. And that's Ber Halacha, Simen Reish Chav Gimel, Deriyah Maschil Yolda. If I'm going to say something that's going to come as a surprise to many of us, befrat to our wives. Let me quote a Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says that Mishneh Berurah in Simen Reish Samach Gimel says that Ein Tzarich Levarech Shechyanu Al Hadlaka. And in the Sha'aret Zion, he Seichen Su a Shailas Tshuvis Shailas Yavitz. And the Shailas Yavitz is in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuv Zayin. And Shailas Yavitz says like this. He says, Al Minik Hanashim Hamavarch is Shechyanu al Hadlakas ner the Yontif. Adayin la'risi b'shum echad misifrei ha'psak hamafursamim shi'askereyu. Ulechen kosher be'enai shi'yasa lehem anoshim minig la'atzman b'li yisayid musad He says, they made a minhag for themselves. Vasidas. The ladies made a minhag for themselves to say shachiyanu by hadlakas and neiros. I mean, the shachiyanu, the chachamim women say miyaset to say shachiyanu yakna zman by kiddush. Vasepis. Aber, what can I do? As I is the minhag, so Rura says that ein sarach levarach shachiyano al adlaka, and he brings down this shalos atshuvos from shalos yavetz, and he says, it says the Mishnah Berurah, zeh lashon miu b'makom shenagu levarach he means to say levarach shachiyano al adlaka ein limchais biyadim. So he leaves it by a name limchais biyadim. We're not going to complain, but avada, the best thing is to have them listen by kiddush. I saw in Sefer Halichas Bas Yisrael, he brings down from the Haggadah's Pesach of Mibes Levi from Brisk, that it says over there that even though that Harbe Noshim the Haggah is Levarach Shachyonu Bahadloka, the Griz Hayamazir Alze Sheinu Nochem Sheinu Nochem V'Yavarchu Bekiddush Kamei Hagvarim. So they embraced Levi by the brisk. He told him not to say Shechianu by Hadlakas Neiros. Okay. However, we can tell our wives, don't worry, it's okay, because the Igros Moshe says like this. The Igros Moshe in Orachayim Chelik Dalet Simin Kuf Aleph, he's machzik the minig, and he says b'zeh lashon, he's a poshit sheladina. Ain Safik. The Hazem Mayois Bishanim She Hanoshim of Orchisman Bishar Shemadlikin Esaneris Beyantiv. So don't worry about it. I've hunted the yarn. They were Nayag like this. Let it go. It's good. Let them make the Shechyanu by the Racha. Now, why do I say this? That the women should, Ashkenazim, of course, not that they should change. But that if it comes out for whatever reason that the husband has to light the candles, the lady can't light. For a simcha, she had a baby, she's in the hospital, and the husband is lighting for her, so she shouldn't feel like it's yantif, and she never missed out saying shechiyanu, and now she's going to miss out saying shechiyanu for yantif. Don't feel so bad, because if you listen to your husband's shechiyanu by kiddush, it's also lechatchila. It's not an inyan of b'diavad for sure. The thing is though that the minig in many svadish kehillas is that the women do not say shechiyanu, but the yaitze by listening to the shechiyanu made by kiddush. In some svadish kehillas, there is a minig to say the Shechyanu by candle lighting. And I saw that the Ben Ish Chai brings down that was some Kehillas were Noyig like that. The Zer Emes says that some Kehillas were Noyig like that. And Sefer Halichas Bas Yisrael brings that the Hagoyin Reb Ben Tzion Abishol said that even though there are those that hold that ladies, Svaydish ladies, don't make Shechyanu b'shas hadlakas neiros, mikol makom, if they're noig like that, don't change the minig. Let them make, even though they're from Svayd. And so by Pesach, by Shavuos, and by Sukkos, the mitzvah is to make a bracha Shechyanu on the first day for the coming of Yontif, and since the second night of Yontif is a Suffolk, so of course maybe the second night is really the first night, so therefore we're mechuyev to make a Shechyanu on the second night as well, and we don't take a new fruit. It's a toys. The Mishnah Berurah says that if we take a new fruit on the second night of Yontif to out the Suffolk, that's a toys. We don't do that. It's only Rosh Hashanah. We'll talk about that in a minute. So now, what's also very important. So that's the inyan of Shechyanu on the coming in of Yontif. Now, what's also very important is when we make a Shechyanu for the Yom, the one who makes the Shechianu, the one who makes the Kiddush, and the people who are listening, should have in mind specifically to be Yaitza all of the other mitzvahs Hayom, that L'mashal on Pesach, before this, when by Reb Shlomo Zalman, when he made Kiddush, right before Kiddush, Reb Shlomo Zalman would tell his family, he says, you should remember, be mechaven very, very well for all the mitzvahs that we're going to be mekayim by the Seder and all the mitzvahs hayayim. And same thing on Sukkot, when we make Shechianu on the first night by the Kiddush, we have in mind the yeshiva and the sukkah. I know it's always confusing for the ladies when they light candles on the second day of Pesach. So they're always mesupik. Do they make a Shechianu again? Because on Simchas Torah, the second days of Sukkot, we do make a Shechianu. Why? Because Shmini Atzeres is a yontif b'fnei atzma. It's a different yontif. It's a new yontif. But of course, on the second day of Pesach, it's not a new Pesach. It's Pesach. It's all Pesach. So when we make the Shechianu on the first days, that's enough. So Rosh Hashanah, everybody knows that Rosh Hashanah, we take a new peira or a new suit, a new piece of clothing, because we have a suffix on the second day. So what's the difference? Why is the second day of Pesach, the second day of Shavuos, the second day of Sukkot, why do we not take peiros? And why on the second day of Rosh Hashanah do we, take peiros to be yotze the suffix? So if you take a look in the Shas HaTshuvos Mincha Shleima, Chelek Aleph Simit Chav, he's masbir very well. He says that there's a machlokes rishonim that some hold that there's no requirement to make a Shechianu on the second day. Why? Because when the Chachamim were misakin Rosh Hashanah, they were misakin it as a Yom HaRichta. Yom HaRichta means to say they were misakin it not as if it would be one day one and day two is a suffix, but they were misakin it one long day that's 48 hours long. And so Mamela, if it's one long day, once you made the Shechianu at the first night of Rosh Hashanah, that's it, you're finished. There are Rishonim that hold that there's no difference between Rosh Hashanah and other Yom Tevim Shalgolius. And therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, that's the only day since there is a machloikis in which way the Chachamim were misakin the Yontif, how they set the Yontif up, therefore, only on that day do we take a Peira to get around the Suffolk, even though the Iker is that we would make it on both days, even if we didn't have a Peira. We can understand what it says in Shulchan Aruch, what it says in Simen Tafresh, Sif Beis, that Kedei Lafuke Nafshe Miplukta, Nochen, that we should wear a new Beged or put down a new Peira. B'Shashi Mekadosh on Yom Kippur, the Shechianu, the Chazan says the Shechianu start of Yom Kippur, and he has in mind to be Maitzi whoever wants to be Yaitzah, but each person should say the Shechianu himself, as I state in Mishneh Berurah, Simen Tafresh Yutes Sifkat and Gimel. And we have a problem here with the ladies, because the ladies, they came to shul, if they came to shul when the Chazan saying Shechianu, they already benched at home. They benched lecht at home. And they said the Shechianu already. So they should not say Shechianu again. But what they should do, like the men do, but what they should do is they just say Amen to the Chazan's Bracha. Okay, so besides now for the Etzem Yoim of Yontif, we have mitzvahs that come because of the Yontif, and those mitzvahs also are, there's a mitzvah chiyuvis to say Shechianu, because those mitzvahs come mizman lezman. the mitzvah of Shofar, although we don't say Shechianu, the people who listen don't say Shechianu, it's the Chazan who is Maitzi the Olam, he says the Shechianu, or the Baal Tekeah, says the Shechianu, and he's Maitzi us, and we're Yaitza with it. The first and second day, the minig of the Ashkenazim, is to say a Shechianu. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tav Resh of Katan Zayin that if possible, the Baal Tekeah should wear a new beged, just like by the second day of Yontif, when we Rosh Hashanah, when we make Kiddush, we take a new beged or a new pri. So who adin the second day of Rosh Hashanah for Shavuot with the sif, because of the same reason, because it's a machlokes if it's one day or 2 days, if it's considered like one long day, so we're ready yotza on the first time he said Shechianu, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so it's kedai for him to take a new beged if possible. On the first night of Sukkot, when we hear Kiddush, we should have in mind to be yotza sitting in the sukkah. When we take the lulav and esrig, make a bracha for the lulav and esrig the first time. The mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah and the mitzvah of lulav and esrig also are mitzvahs which come mizman l'sman, and therefore the first time we sit in the sukkah, we are yotze with the bracha of shechianu by kiddush. The first time we take the lulav and esrig, we make a shechianu for the lulav and esrig. We do not make a shechianu on the second day of yontif. Not for the sitting in the sukkah, we were yotze already on the first day, and not for the lulav and esrig, we were yotze already on the first day. Now what happens if a person is ill or einus, and they were not able to sit in the sukkah the first day, or were not able to sit in, to take the lulav and esrig the first day? So then the yotze, the shechianu that you make and kiddush the second night, they're yotze with sitting in the sukkah then. If they weren't in the sukkah the second night also, then any time during Yontif, the first time that they come to the sukkah to sit in the sukkah, they make a shechianu for the sukkah. Hu adin for the lulav and esrig. If for some reason they were ill, they weren't able to take the lulav and esrig until Chol HaMoed or until the last opportunity that they have to take it, whenever it is, the first time they take the lulav and esrig, even if it's not on the first, second, or third days, even if it's till the last day of Yontif, they make a shechianu at that time. The same thing is with the mitzvah of Chanukah Menorah. Chanukah Menorah is something which only comes mizman lezman, and so therefore there's a chiyuv to make a shechianu with the first time that you light the Chanukah lights. If for any reason the person forgot to make a shechianu then, or he wasn't able to light Chanukah candles, or whatever case may be, then the next night when he lights the Chanukah menorah, he makes a shechianu, and so forth until the last night of Chanukah. Same thing is with Megillah. Megillah is a mitzvah which comes mizman lezman, and you make a shechianu. The Chazan is Baal Kaira, is Maitzi the Olam with the Shechianu at night, and in the daytime he's Maitzi the Olam with the Shechianu again, according to the Minhag Ashkenazim. And in the daytime, it's interesting, they give a clap and they say that everybody should have Kavana, Tebi Yaitza, the Mitzvah Sayayim, the Mitzvah of Mishloach Manis, and Matanis Lev Yainim. And the reason for this is, why don't they do it the first time they make the Shechianu at night? Is because the Iker Mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah is by day. And so that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Beis. So we've seen that a mitzvah which comes mizman lezman, that we definitely have to make a Shechianu. Now we have a big diyun on a mitzvah which comes the first time in a person's life. And you can imagine that how this would be a very emotional type of an inyan. Like, for instance, a young boy who's a bar das, and the first time he's putting on tefillin at his bar mitzvah, would have a feeling of giving shvach v'idol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A lady, Kala, who gets married, and the first time she is lighting candles, Shabbos Licht, what strong emotional feeling that would be to make a Shechiyonu, because you're doing it for the first time in your life. So this is a big machlokes if you should make it or not. There's a Ramah. The Ramah in Yerideya Simen Chav Ches says, and I quote, "Mi shemekayim mitzvah kisi pam rishayin mevarach shachiyanu." As somebody never had a chance to be mekayim the mitzvah of kisi adam, and he has the opportunity today. I know in some places where they do kaparis, so the sheikhet is machabed whoever buys the kaparis to do the mitzvah of kisi adam. Some people have mekayim the mitzvah every Yom Kippur, but. If a person, it's something that a person really doesn't happen often, so a person is coming and does the mitzvah of kisi adam, Razak d'Ramah, that's called like something that comes mizman lezman. It doesn't happen. It's the first time it's happening in your life, and the raya from the Gemara that you should make a shechiyonu on that. And the Taz in Or HaChaim, Simen Chav Beis, brings this Ramah, lahalacha. And he says that, I quote, "Chein l'chol mitzvah she'od ha'moisev apam rishayin mevarach shechiyonu." And Yavetz says the same thing. So it's a taz, it's a ramah that says that you should make a shechiyonu on the first time you do a mitzvah of a specific mitzvah. Now, however, the Be'er Halacha in Simen Chaf Beis says, and I quote, "After lechatchila bevada yesh l'nai kain, achad da shaloi levarach shechiyanu." He says, why? Because achad the das haShulchan Aruch void kama v'kama meyachreinim the pasuk goloi keiter mikol makom lav milsa lepsikti. In other words, we don't paskin like this. The kama v'kama achreinim that argue on this Ramah, and the Ramah himself seems to be a steerer, because the Ramah himself brings the Beis Yosef that says what he says over there, and some Mamela, as the Shach points out in the Yerideya, and some Mamela zuck the Be'er Halacha. So okay, so what do you do l'maisa? V'astut min l'maisa, the first time you have this mitzvah, what do you do l'maisa? Sheyachnis atzmai lehischayev shechiyanu mitzad achar v'yechaven liftar gamas zeh. So therefore, what he should do is get himself out of the suffix, if he could. Don't make the shechiyanu, but if you could get yourself out of the suffix, get yourself out of the suffix by having something else to make a shechiyanu on. So let me tell you what it's brought down from Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman, when he gave his sons tefillin. So for Shteitzach, usually what happens is that you put on the tefillin, the boy puts on the tefillin a month before the bar mitzvah to get used to putting on tefillin. So then when it comes to bar mitzvah, it's not the first time. So Reb Shlomo Zalman gave them tefillin, his sons, and he said to them, "I'm making with you a tanai, that I'm loaning you the tefillin. It's not yours. You don't have it. On the day of your bar mitzvah, that's when the tefillin is going to be yours. When you come to put it on the day of a mitzvah, you'll be kind of the tefillin, and that's when it'll be yours." And then on the day of the bar mitzvah, before they put the tefillin on, he said, "Okay, now that the tefillin is going to be yours, you got the tefillin as a present. Now you can make a shechiyanu, sigh for the mitzvah that you're going to be doing, and have in mind all the mitzvahs that you're going to be doing in life, and sigh for the rechish of getting the new piece of cloth, the new matana, the new tefillin." And Azai is also the Eitzah that's given for a Kala. When a Kala makes lights licht the first time, first Shabbos, she should try, if possible, to wear some new begadim, chashuv begadim, and she'll make a shechiyanu, sigh on the clothing, and sigh on giving shvach v'adah on the Kodesh Baruch Hu that she's able to do this mitzvah. And the last but not least of Mechuyev is Pidyon HaBen. For Pidyon HaBen, we find in the Gemara that the Gemara says Mefurish that a person should say a Shechiyanu for Pidyon HaBen. It's a Gemara, the Gemara says in the end of Pesachim, Daf Kuf Chafalav HaBeis, Rab Simloi Ikla LePidyon HaBen, Bo Minei, which way should make the brachas, and he says Baruch Shachiyanu v'kimanu v'yonas manazeh kain mevarech oy avia ben mevarech. And the Gemara ends up that the avia ben should make the bracha. There is no, the Gemara has no suffix whether opinion whether a shachiyanu should be made. It's only a question is who should make the shachiyanu, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down without a chaylik. Yerideya Simin Shinhei Sif Yud. Nobody argues. Everybody says Dava Pashit that by a shachiyanu it's something which comes rarely. It only comes once in a very, very, very long time. So Mamela, it has a din of something which bar misman misman, and you make a shachiyanu. Now, by a bris milah, it's not like that. By a bris milah, first of all, it's not brought down any place in the Gemara, any place in Shas. As a matter of fact, by a bris milah, it says what the brachas are. It does not say, the Gemara does not say to make a shachiyanu. And there's a big machlokes rishonim as to whether you should make a shachiyanu by a not. And the Shulchan Aruch says that the minig in Eretz Yisrael is to say it. The minig in our country is not to say it. And as to what's the reason, why is it any different? So, if you take a look. Time is running out. If you take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan, Simin Yerideya Simin Reish Samachay Sif Chav Zayin. There are many reasons brought down from Rishonim and Achronim, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that many of the reasons are not maspik for him. Nevertheless, Rishonim already say that they don't know what the reasons are. Al Kapanim, since the Shas does not say to make it, and since the Shulchan Aruch says that Chutz La'aretz we don't make it, so that is our minig, and everybody should make it by a bris milah, should do according to his minig. Rabbi Isai, to sum up, the second type of shechiyanu is the shechiyanu for chiyuvis. Chachamim were mesakin to do for something which comes misman lesman. Spoke about yontif, first and the second day of yontif. We mechuyev to make a shechiyanu. If a person forgot to make a shechiyanu on the first day or didn't hear the shechiyanu on the first day, either by Kiddush or by Hadlokas Haneiros, they should make a Shechiyonu on the second day. If they weren't able to make a Shechiyonu on the second day, either by Kiddush or by Hadlokas Haneiros, then they should make a Shechiyonu any time during Yontif until the end of Yontif. At any time they remember, they make a Shechiyonu. We spoke about Shechiyanu Chiyuvis by the mitzvahs that come with Mizman Lezman, the mitzvah of Shofar, the mitzvah of Lulav, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, Megillah, and we said that the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, the Gemara also equates that to the mitzvahs that come Mizman Lezman. Without a chaylik, you make a Shechiyanu, and we said that the machlokes about doing a mitzvah for the first time, such as tefillin at the bar mitzvah and kala lighting candles. And the Ber Halacha says that you should try to avoid the problem by taking new clothing or something else new, and making shechiyanu and having in mind both the new clothing and the first time you're doing the mitzvah. In the schus of making a shechiyanu bracha with the proper appreciation for the chasadim that the Kaddish Baruch Hu does for us in Ruchnius and in Gashmius, may we have the continued siyata d'shmaya for continued chasadim in Ruchnius and Gashmius. Achag kosher v'sameach, zayt gesund.